WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Just into the WTAW News Center, the College Station Police Department is working a major crash on northbound Texas Avenue at Lincoln. It's impacting travel there. You're advised to avoid the area for the time being. We'll give you more details as that becomes available, that from College Station Police Department. A report Saturday of an armed robbery at the Duchesne Apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway led to two drug-related arrests. College Station police say 34-year-old Gerard Hood of College Station was charged with possession of over a pound of marijuana, 50 grams of cocaine, and 90 Xanax tablets. During the investigation, police separately arrested 23-year-old Marquise Oliver Pruitt of Houston for possession of 39 tablets of ecstasy and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle for a car reported stolen at gunpoint by Houston PD in December. Several questions are still being asked about the Obama administration's plan for community college. State Representative John Rainey was asked his opinion on WTAW's The Infomaniacs last week, and he says it's frightening.
Somebody's got to pay for it, and that's the problem. I know that we do need to encourage people to go to community college, and we need to make sure our community colleges are doing a better job than they are. Something like only 30% of the college students that go to community college ever finish.
Rainey went on to say he's not criticizing Blinn College in that regard, as its transfer rate to A&M is much higher. He says the state also needs more vocational and technical training programs. Proposed legislation that could lead to casting ballots online in Texas has again been filed by State Representative Donna Howard from Austin. She says the bill calls for anyone to be able to vote online or via email, but the general public is not the first consideration.
It's really our military forces that have real challenges in exercising their right to vote. Of all people, the people that we send overseas to serve their country.
Howard says other states currently allow online voting, and she thinks Texas should see what's working and what's not working in those states before moving forward. Open carry gun advocates again took to the state capitol to get their message across to state lawmakers. There are 9 open carry bills in the legislature, but only 2 are being endorsed by Open Carry Texas.
Both of which would remove the licensing requirement to be able to carry a firearm. So if you can legally own a firearm, you should be able to legally carry a firearm without a license. 31 states are already that way. There's no reason Texas can't be.
That's Open Carry Texas President C.J. Grisham. Governor Abbott says signing open carry legislation into law is one of his priorities. January 31st is the last day for taxpayers to pay their property taxes, but this year, the 31st falls on a Saturday. According to tax collector Christine Rowe, taxpayers will be given 2 additional days to get their payments in, making the deadline Monday, February 2nd. You can call the Brazos County Tax Office at 361-4470 for more information. Again, just in, the College Station Police Department asking motorists to avoid northbound Texas at Lincoln. There is a major crash that they just began working there. WTAW News time, 8:07. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30. Or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design. The middle, quality construction. And the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:09. The weather is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure continues to stretch from New Mexico across Texas. It'll result in partly to mostly sunny skies for today. Temperatures, they're going to have the tends to climb up to 70 to 75. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, lows near 50. Good deal of sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow. We're warm, 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy, 55 tomorrow night. Partly to mostly sunny Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10. Let's do dogs. We just talk pets because Leah's here from the Humane Society. How are you today?
Good.
But when Burl's here, we talk dogs too because Burl's well into dogs. So.
Yeah, fostered for us, then
that
adopted
dog is well
for
into
us.
Me.
Yeah, apparently he's founded genealogy.com for dogs. We'll hear about that in just a minute, I guess. In the meantime. The family-friendly pets, family-friendly. So, Zach, did you grow up with a dog?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of dog was it?
Usually some kind of lab mix. We have several.
So. Okay, all right. And Patrick?
Miniature Schnauzer and a Dachshund.
A miniature Schnauzer?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
If it couldn't be any smaller?
Greta.
Okay, Greta. Okay, and then what kind of Dachshund? Is it black or red?
It was a short-haired copper brown.
Oh yeah. One, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They get along?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Splendidly.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, we got dachshunds, and then we got bilked into something else that wasn't a dachshund, but it's okay. Well, I was okay with it until last night at 7 o'clock when we were out in the woods looking for it, but you know, that's okay. Came home. It's all right. So here we go. These are the top family-friendly dog breeds. We'll do the top 9 because we don't do 10. Number 9 is the Golden Retriever.
Mm-hmm,
obviously,
mm-hmm.
A lot of personality. Number 9 is the Havanese. Is that correct? Is that
mm-hmm.
what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think that I know that dog. It's a toy breed, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is a Beagle. Okay. If you can get past their bark, which is different. Number Number 6 is an Irish Setter. Number 5 is a Boxer.
I'm surprised they're on there.
That I am too.
I'm really
a little
surprised
bit surprised about that. Number 4, God's Ugliest Dog, the French Bulldog.
They do have Havanese on here. You should Google that picture.
Oh, is that pretty ugly too? Okay,
that's just my opinion.
I got
people
you.
People love their dogs.
Number 3 is a Lab, and again, they're not the smartest in the world, but boy, they're just fun. Number 2 is the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what Bo, the first dog, is?
He's a water spaniel.
Water spaniel.
I will tell you, though, Mike Sherman owned 2 of those when he was the head football coach here and also had them in Green Bay, Cavalier King Charles. And the number 1 is the Labradoodle. Claims to be smart and fun and mushy and playful. Why are you dancing?
Winner, Alpo dinner.
Oh, yeah, is that you?
We got a Labradoodle, and I thought he was slightly retarded when we first got him.
Yes. Yeah.
But a neighbor had done some research and said, that is a very smart dog. And as my dad always said, if you want to teach a dog a new trick, you got to be smarter than the dog. From that point on, he was a wonderful, smart, playful dog.
Okay.
I understood his personality by understanding his genealogy, and we have bonded ever since.
There you go. Okay. What's the dog's name?
Clifford.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. He used to be Clifford, uh-huh. the big dumb dog.
Yeah, okay, but now it's Clifford, pretty dang smart dog.
That's
I got you. All right, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, let's see. I'm sure we have a mix of several of those in the building right now. I am, again, surprised the Boxer's on there.
Yeah.
Really a more higher energy dog than I expected.
And pretty good size, too, bounding around the house, I can see.
Yeah, and then down here in the heat. You know, any of those smushy-faced dogs, you have to worry about their ability to cool themselves.
Yes,
so definitely all concerns here. So anyhow, none of my dogs are on there because they're plumb nuts.
Okay.
But anyhow, so at the shelter, what do we have going on? You know, we're starting to see some kittens come in. So, you know what that means, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Kitten season.
And it's January. What's this? This
right?
is all messed up.
Well, and last year we had kittens and puppies start to trickle in earlier in the year here and there. I clearly remember the week kitten season officially started it. It was the week right after Adopt-a-thon, was the most disappointing, which was the second week in May. You know, we've had some puppies come in and so forth and had some folks come in and look at puppies and kind of hemming and hawing. I'm like, if you're not bound and determined you need a puppy now, which most people honestly probably don't need to really evaluate their lifestyle, and you're thinking a puppy here in the next couple of months, we will have more puppies than you know what to do with here in the next couple of months. And so therefore, we need foster folks. Every year our foster database changes because students who have fostered have graduated or moved on or just semester to semester, you know, it doesn't work out for them. our biggest need is just generally people who can take mamas with puppies. If you can't take a mama with puppies, don't worry. Don't say, oh, well, I can't take that. We'll have something for you. Yeah. I promise you. And we let you know what you're going to kind of get into as much as possible as far as length of time and so forth. We provide everything you need, dog food, cat food, toys, blankets, towels, crates, bowls, whatnot, anything you need. So you don't have to have a single thing, and you don't have to put any expense into it. All we need is for you to open up your home and your heart to go ahead and foster a pet. So kittens, really easy. Generally, we send you home with a large dog crate because kittens do need to learn, especially if they don't have mamas, need to learn how to use the litter box, mm-hmm. and mama's not there showing them how, and before you know it, they're going behind your TV, learn from personal experience.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Keep them crated, take them out, play with them a little bit, put them back in their crates. Right. So that's definitely something, because that socialization aspect is really important. We've had some folks that we've definitely had to coach because they take the kittens home or whatever it is, and it's like, okay, well, we really need you to socialize them. We need you to hold them. We need you. So if you're not into that, well, then maybe fostering isn't really your deal and you need to figure out another volunteering aspect. But if you can get out and play with them, families with children, it's fantastic, especially if you don't have pets now. We've had some folks use it as a trial to see, okay, well, are your kids going to really care? How much are they interested, and so on and so forth? Then there's some folks that just love puppies.
Okay.
God bless you, folks.
You bet. Yeah. Yeah.
I might have a 2-year-old puppy on my hands because she's a German short hair pointer, so she'll be a puppy most of her life. But and that's great. We are very appreciative of those folks that are like, oh, I just want a puppy. Well, we can keep you stocked in puppies.
Forever.
So, forever. Yeah. So if you're interested in any of that, there's more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org. And we occasionally put fosters in to foster care, dogs in foster care that are already ready to be adopted. And they go to PetSmart on Saturdays. That's helping some of our families that need, maybe they have a special circumstance and they need to know a little bit more about the dog prior to adopting it. And so they can talk with the foster family. So if you're one of those folks that you're like, maybe not puppies are my thing, but I take home one adult dog, we definitely have a need for those, because every Saturday we go out to PetSmart's 10 to 2. So we will be there this coming Saturday with dogs from foster care, and we can go ahead and you can have a conversation with the foster if the foster stayed, or at least the foster generally relays any information they need to know about the pet they're leaving and so forth. So that's definitely a fun thing for you to kind of experience. And a lot of people say, well, how do you foster and then give it up? Well, you're helping that dog or cat or whatever it is. Most of them are not otherwise adoptable until they go to foster and they've waited out their foster time. And seeing those ones that are adoptable and that go to PetSmart, that's helping and almost ensuring a little bit more of that adoption actually working out, because they do know a little bit more about the pet. And so that space in the shelter you're creating as a foster home, you're saving lives on a almost pretty much daily basis. Mm-hmm. Carrie, our foster coordinator, says you're saving two. You're saving the one that you're fostering, plus you're allowing that space to bring in another one.
Sure.
So great opportunities there. So go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, for more information. And if you're interested in anything of maybe adopting or whatnot, check out our website as well. Now, sometimes folks go, well, you haven't updated the adoptables page lately. Yes, the newest ones are on the button.
Ah, there you go.
It's automated.
Search
so
from
as
the
they get adopted and come back or whatever it is, they just plunk up there in the little magical world of computers.
Okay.
So so that's something to check out. Again, that's aggielandhumane.org. Again, we're at PetSmart on Saturdays 10 to 2. We're open Monday through Friday 11 to 6, and Saturdays at the shelter 11 to 3.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yep.
That's Leah here from the Humane Society, and you already heard Burl. He's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. You got a biggie coming up.
Yeah, we do. Our annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo, is at the Hilton this Wednesday. You can probably still get a chance to go by noon.
Okay, today.
You can call Linda or you can RSVP on our website. The City of College Station is our hospitality sponsor, and our keynote speaker is NerdWallet.
Yeah, this is really neat. This is really cool that y'all are doing this. I don't know if they've done any more of these, but I bet you that they do.
This is the group that ranks cities for different reasons,
yeah.
And both Bryan and College Station are both in the top 25.
And so, I know that really was not the intent when you started, and they really took a buy-in here, didn't they?
They got very excited. They're paying their way. They're coming. They want to understand what's going on here, because, again, when you have them both ranked separately, if we both ranked them together,
mm-hmm.
they'd probably go to one, and that's what I'm going to try and get them to do. I mean, we are an economy without borders. Why shouldn't they rank our community?
Yes.
There's no reason to rank our city separately. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense.
Glad they want to be here and do this.
Yeah. So it'll be a great time to come out. We get to showcase our local economy and all the stuff that's going on, so you'll know what's happening in the coming year. We're going to Austin next week, our Austin delegation. We have 60 people that are going to see every member of the House and Senate delegation in Texas. We've got our state legislative action plan that we will present. So we just met yesterday, and it's a great time, and you know that local business is represented here. We're also planning to go to D.C. May 11th to 14th. So if you want to be part of that trip, you need to start planning that now. We have the Taste of Aggieland coming up, sponsored by HEB, and that is March 3rd. So get your taste buds ready.
And again, I said this last week, I'm just saying, current chairman is Rich White from HEB. This is going to be good. It's going to be good. Just say it.
Tasty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
The deadline for restaurants is March 24th. So if you want to showcase your food, get your name and your menu and your taste buds in front of a bunch of people who are foodies in this town, that's the place to be. We have two ribbon cuttings coming up, Home 2 Suites, which is a new hotel. And then we have the 38th Annual BCS Home and Garden Expo. And I urge you to go online, sign up for our insider newsletter so you know exactly when and where your chamber is at work for you. Our platinum member spotlight is the Tuxus Group.
Well, okay.
So please go to our website and sign up for our insider report so you stay involved with everything that the chamber is doing to promote local business.
And again, deadline is today at noon if you want to go to the Economic Outlook Conference, right?
Right.
Thank you. And how do they do that? They go to your website?
www.bcschamber.org. Wow. RSVP.
Okay, got it. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods fell sharply in December. Orders for durable goods, products like refrigerators and cars designed to last at least 3 years, fell 3.4% from November. Economists had expected orders to climb 0.3%. Caterpillar reported quarterly earnings of $1.35 a share, well short of the consensus of $1.55, while sales fell 1%. And it issued a disappointing outlook for the year that sent shares down more than 5% in pre-market trading. Procter & Gamble says its efforts to slim down and speed sales growth by getting rid of brands are being overshadowed by unprecedented currency devaluations. The household products giant says product innovation and productivity progress wasn't enough to overcome foreign exchange. P&G says it expects currency volatility to reduce its sales for the year ending in June by 5% and profit by 12%. All the bad earnings weighing on Wall Street futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota Dealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie basketball team now has won four in a row. They have improved their record to 13-5, 4-2 in SEC play after a 67-61 win in Knoxville last Saturday. The victory gave the Aggies their longest winning streak in the SEC since joining the conference. A&M enjoyed a 30-10 advantage in points in the paint, as well as the 34-27 edge in rebounding. A&M had a 10-0 advantage in fast break points in that game. Well, now it's on another road game coming up tonight, Auburn, Alabama. The game will tip at 8 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast tonight on this radio station starting at 7:30. Last year playing in College Station on the 14th of March, Auburn would win that game 69-64. And then the year before going to Auburn, the Aggies won that one 65-56. So it's Auburn tonight in Auburn, Alabama. And again, our broadcast starting at 7:30. 8 o'clock is game time. I'm Dave South. That's an Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Intercon, been around for decades helping people make their homes more energy efficient by either repairing the existing windows or replacing the windows. You know, that, like anything else, technology has made tremendous advances, the design of vinyl windows, so that now they're more energy efficient than ever before. And you have some options. You can choose from different styles, different manufacturers, and Intercon can give you an assessment of what you have right now, tell you what it'll take to either repair and or replace windows that you have in your home. And because they're a local company, they're going to be here. There's not any high pressure, and they'll be glad to work with you in stages to get your project completed over time. But there's no reason for you to pay too much in utilities because your windows aren't doing their job. Find out what's out there as far as the market is concerned. If you're going to be doing some remodeling, then call the folks at Intercon. Have them meet with you, or you go meet with them, whatever works best for both of you, and see what your choices are, because builder's-grade windows, not that energy efficient. And Intercon has solutions for you. So give them a call at 823-3639. That's Intercon.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. I'm sure that you have a favorite hobby or activity, and we all find pleasure in so many things. Now, it can range from playing a sport on the weekend to working the crossword puzzles to just sitting down with some friends and doing some good old-fashioned quilting. A bunch of you are readers. I know that because of the thousands of letters you send us. I know a reader I want to tell you about. Not only a reader, but an avid book collector. John Warnick. You see, John is a voracious reader. He considers his hours spent with books to be golden. But more, John is also an English professor at a major Southwestern university. John also collects books. Old books. His collection is known in literary circles to rival some of the greatest private collections in the world. John collects first editions. And not just any first edition, mind you. No, only those that have changed the direction of mankind. Why does he do this? According to John, he's very interested in the origin and development of new ideas and how they got incorporated into society. And if you were once told by a school counselor, as John was, that, and I'm quoting here, "John, your probability of having any kind of success in engineering-related activity is probably zero," maybe the counselor really believed that. But John didn't. And really, that makes the story all the more interesting because John may be one of the greatest ironies in his industry. It would be difficult to imagine a world today without John's influence. Thanks to the tools developed by John, words and digital images can flow effortlessly from one computer screen to the printed page and back again. Transversing the information superhighway, bouncing between satellites and cable connections, technology that delivers information in imaginative and meaningful new ways. You see, John's influence even touches the lives of those without digital inclinations. For example, if not for John and his company, the very science that brings to life these words I'm saying right now would not exist. You see, it's a little-known fact that this bookworm, this English professor, this avid collector and reader of old literature, is also the creator and founder of some of the greatest digital tools of our day, and ironically, the world's strongest advocate of a paperless office. John Warnock, the founder of Adobe.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a Deere, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M-Cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Could Google's popular traffic app be putting the lives of cops in danger? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
There's a free and very popular traffic app for your smartphone called Waze. It's spelled W-A-Z-E. Google purchased this app back in 2013 for almost $1 billion. The Waze app shows drivers traffic congestion, but it also shows construction, detours, accident potholes, and police radar locations. Now, the National Sheriff's Association is complaining that because Waze shows the location of roaming and parked police cars, it's providing a roadmap, so to speak, for potential cop killers. So they're trying to pressure Google to disable this feature. This is a very huge stretch. The Waze app has never been used to hunt down a police officer, much less harm one. And study after study shows that when drivers are alerted to nearby police enforcing speed limits, drivers simply slow down, which is what the police are after in the first place, isn't it? Google should stand its ground. Stay up to date on everything tech at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police still working a major crash in the northbound lanes of Texas Avenue at Lincoln. They ask motorists to avoid the area if possible. College Station police investigating an armed robbery at the Duchesne Apartments on Saturday arrested two men in separate cases. The victim told investigators he had serviced a vehicle for Gerard Hood, but was threatened with a gun when it wasn't completed in a timely manner. A search of Hood's apartment revealed a backpack with over a pound of marijuana in 134 small baggies, 53 grams of cocaine, 90 Xanax tablets, and over $900 in cash. Hood, a 34-year-old College Station man, was arrested on three drug charges. While investigating, officers questioned 23-year-old Marquise Oliver Pruitt of Houston. They say he was acting suspiciously, and when they ran the license plates of his car he had just parked, discovered it was reported stolen at gunpoint by Houston police last month. He was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and drug possession for 39 ecstasy tablets found in the glove box of the car. The Obama administration recently proposed a plan to give community college students their education for free.
Frightening to me. We already have so many entitlements from a federal level that cost the taxpayers money.
State Representative John Rainey says we need more vocational and technical training in the state.
We need people that can do jobs like plumbing and electricity, and we need people that can do these biotech jobs that are going to be coming into Bryan College Station, and that's going to require technicians that run computers and do lab work, things like that that I don't understand,
sure,
frankly.
Yeah.
But we need to be having technical training for folks that will give them a skill that's marketable.
Rainey visits with WTAW's The Infomaniacs every Thursday while the Congress is in session. You can hear the full interview online at WTAW.com. When it comes to low gas prices, could the joyride be over?
Chances are that retail price cuts are bottoming out and will soon cease altogether.
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg blames increases at the wholesale level. She says it would take another big drop to cause the retail price to go any lower. The Texas AAA overnight average was down a fraction to $1.84.5 a gallon. Open carry gun rights advocates at the state capitol believe 2015 is the year the state legislature finally makes it legal for them to wear sidearms without a license.
Nearly 100 gathered peacefully outside of the South Capitol steps. Quite a difference from a couple of weeks ago when other open carry advocates tried to intimidate State Rep Poncho Rivera.
I walk out on my own power.
Hey, you need to leave now. I'm asking you to leave my office.
I'm asking you to leave my state.
Open carry Texas President C.J. Grisham hopes these other groups don't hurt their cause.
Those individuals don't speak for all Texas gun owners. They don't even speak for all open carry advocates.
Grisham feels now with Governor Abbott's support, this could be their year.
I think we have the numbers for, I think we can get it. I think we're getting there.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
If you could vote online in Texas, would you take advantage of it? It's something a Central Texas lawmaker is considering. Austin State Representative Donna Howard is proposing legislation that would give Texans the ability to cast a ballot via the internet. She says other states are taking advantage of technology, and it's something Texas lawmakers should consider.
The bill itself is just looking at the practice in general, and it's not obviously putting anything in place. It's looking at what works, what doesn't work, what would work here in Texas.
Howard says under the current system, ballots are mailed, which sometimes leads to delays in receiving ballots and could keep them from being counted. With the drone crashing on the White House lawn and multiple drones seen flying over the Kyle Field construction site last year, many Texas drone users are worried that a push for new laws and regulations could be on the way. Harry Davidson and Willie Williams say they routinely fly their drones around North Texas to take pictures, not to spy.
As long as we respect others' interests and privacy, that's fine, and not invade it.
And the government likes to regulate, so all it will take is a few things happen, and then there'll be, you know, concern enough to push it through.
Some estimate that in 10 years, drones could be an $82 billion industry. The FAA has already said they're looking into new regulations. WTAW News Time, 8:38. It's 55 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Bible Minute. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Feel free to visit us online at bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Oftentimes, men speak about truth as if such does not exist, or as if a person is unable to find and or know the truth. But this is not the way the Bible speaks. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, the Word of God says, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." It seems clear from this verse, along with others, that God expects us to study, examine, and prove, or test, various teachings against the backdrop of God's standard, that is, the Bible. Please don't play games with your soul. Instead, take your Bible and prove or test the teachings of men with the Scriptures. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Did you know that one of the earliest iterations of the office chair was invented by Charles Darwin? That's right. Mr. Darwin is partially responsible for our modern-day office chairs. He went so far as to add wheels to his personal lab chair so he could get to his specimens more quickly. At Wilton's Office Works, the majority of their office chairs already come with wheels. Spend some time enjoying the comfort of all Wilton's has to offer in their new showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Aggie fans, do you want to build a snowman? Join us for a frozen start to February as Texas A&M women's basketball hosts Auburn on Sunday, February 1st at 2 p.m. Kids are encouraged to dress up as their favorite Frozen character to receive a special giveaway, and fans can enter to win great prizes, including a four-pack of tickets to a sold-out performance of Disney's Frozen on Ice in Houston. Order your tickets to Aggie Women's Hoops vs. Auburn on February 1st today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or log on to 12thman.com.
Why didn't he play Let It Go in the background so it'd be in your head forever today? Dang. What a missed opportunity. 8:41.
I'll put a worm in your ear.
Yeah, there you go. Here's do some weather. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines at a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Satellite photos this morning showing a little bit of cloudiness drifting across the region. We should be partly to mostly sunny through it today. High temperatures reaching 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, lows around 50. Warm weather continues into tomorrow. It's partly to mostly sunny, 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy and 55 tomorrow night. Good deal of sunshine Thursday, and highs once again 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's a good thing we don't have to deal with all this weather junk like those Yankees do. Because they get it wrong.
Yeah, real wrong.
4 years ago, when a huge winter storm hit New York City, and the MTA, their Mass Transit Authority, and then Governor David Patterson, he was the one who was legally blind, remember that? In the final few days of his tenure, well, they got unlucky. For the first time in years, two subway trains were stranded for hours. Snow piled up, trains couldn't move, lawsuits were filed. It was pretty much a political nightmare for everybody involved. Since then, the MTA has tried to address these bad weather issues, kind of get out ahead of them. The agency's response to this worst-case scenario, developing plans for various amounts of snow that largely would, you know, be on the subway tracks and make a problem. then rolling around yesterday. Right now, as they write this, it's 11:30 p.m. The snow accumulation is not nearly as severe as the earlier forecast. Still the worst blizzard expected to hit the city. Most of us are sleeping. The trains are running empty because they told people to stay out of the subways, stay home. So they continued to run the trains. How much did that cost the city?
Mm. Yeah.
That's fine. Next time you go, you'll wonder why stuff's so expensive there. That's the reason. Okay, let's see. Patrick, what kind of tinfoil hat are you wearing today?
It's a velour.
A velour tinfoil hat.
On the inside.
Because it's much comfortable. More comfortable. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. And Zach, have you got one on?
Yeah, it's just a basic tinfoil kind of ball cap.
Tinfoil gimme cap, right?
Yeah.
Cobbled it together this morning.
That's it. The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department has been secretly building a massive database.
Oh, yeah.
To help federal law enforcement track the movements of millions of vehicles across U.S. America in real time. The program, run by the Drug Enforcement Administration, tracks license plate information from cameras placed on highways. The information gathered time, location, directional data.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No. Nope. Now, the DEA spokesperson says, quote, "It's not new that the DEA uses license plate reader programs to arrest criminals and stop the flow of drugs in areas of high trafficking density." Okay. And I can remember, oh gosh, this is maybe 4 years ago, Ben and I talking about the program that they have in England, which I believe can capture up to 600,000 license plates per hour and keep up with them.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've already had, you know, a few kerfuffles here in the United States about police departments that drive down residential streets and pictures of the license plates to see if there are any warrants or if they're stolen. And, you know, the idea, and again, not against policing, but the idea is they're gathering all this information, and I understand that they want to use that to arrest criminals and stop the flow of drugs. But when do they wipe that data clean?
Well, you can you can put yourself in other databases by searching for nuclear weapons plans. You can find schematics online.
Right, you can.
It's not the knowledge that's dangerous. It's what you do with it.
Sure.
So I'm not concerned that they're capturing it. I just, what are they going to do?
And for how long will they keep it? To what purpose?
Oh, I think they keep it forever. Storage is so cheap now.
Yeah. Well, Google
Why
does
not?
It. Google does it for them. I guarantee you Google goes, leave us alone and we'll store it for you.
Google is the largest purchaser of tape drives.
Yeah. Oh, is that
Magnetic
right?
Magnetic tape. Yeah, they back up the entire internet slowly on tape.
The whole interwebs.
All of it.
It's right there. Okay, so where can I find that document I couldn't find the other day? Can I call them? Oh, I can't call them.
Unless you put it online.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, so today we've told you that the DEA is tracking you and that there are humans apparently on Mars. So we'll see how that works. A leading group of U.S. pediatricians says it opposes legalization of marijuana for both recreational and medical uses over concerns that new laws in several states permitting a range of marijuana uses could be harmful to children. The American Academy of Pediatrics issued a statement yesterday saying while it opposes marijuana legalization, it supports studies to better understand the impact of the new laws in Washington and Colorado and Oregon and Alaska and D.C. On teens. Live Science says that the group also opposes the use of marijuana for medical purposes, except for drugs that have been approved by the FDA. Currently, there are only two FDA-approved drugs that contain the synthetic cannabis, which is a compound similar to the active ingredients in marijuana. British researchers, new story, British researchers fighting to release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes to fight a viral disease. Why are they doing that? Why have we not done that in Texas? Have we tried that before?
Not to my knowledge.
I kind of like the idea of sending out genetically modified, well, unless it makes monster skeeters.
Yeah, and they start thinking for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. If they become aware, that's right. They become aware mosquitoes that we can't kill. You know, if you smack them, they just bounce right back up and point their little finger at you.
Are these the ones that are that are being released in Key West?
No, no, these are in I think in Great Britain. I don't know what's happening in Key West.
Well, I had heard something. I just seen it on the interwebs that they were releasing some kind of genetically modified mosquito. I thought. And,
I think they basically neutered them.
Oh well, that's
so
good.
They mate. And then
they die because the cycle. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Either that or maybe they've bred them to like orange juice instead of blood. That could
be. For some people, is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 691-2345.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 10 minutes till. Mr. Downs is not here. I am so wanting to talk to him. What is the name of the Microsoft new assistant?
HoloLens.
Is that what it's called? Not mm-hmm. Siri? It's their
The personal assistant, yeah. Cortana.
Okay. Well, the other day, because we had lunch at a restaurantorium, and I was sitting across from Mr. Downs, and he was asking Siri about that.
Oh, and what do you think about Cortana?
Exactly, just the little things like that. So, I mean, I have, you know, I'm going to hold on to this, because this is a list of things that you should ask Siri, that Siri will be able to provide for you that you may not have known. So now it's time to answer the question, how can you, too, become a germaphobe? That's right. If you don't think you're a germaphobe enough, because it's going to get cold again, people are going to get sick again. We've already had like a little flu outbreak here in Brazos County. Here are things that you can do so that people will think you're a germaphobe. Every time somebody sneezes, hold your breath. Or you can just turn away.
Oh, I do anyway.
Okay. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, all right. Wipe down your phone. After putting your phone down on grimy surfaces, you then put it up against your face to answer it. What a great way for those germs to get into your body.
Blah.
So, wipe it with a disinfectant wipe. Do it at least once a week. Clean your hands when you pump gas. According to a recent study from personal hygiene brand Kimberly-Clark Professional, gas pump handles are the filthiest surfaces that people encounter on their way to work.
Well, I just give it a little squirt in both hands when I pull it out before I put it back up. So I figured the gas would kill it.
Sure, but I'm just saying, that guy with the porta-potties was there right ahead of you. Since many gas stations have installed hand sanitizers near pumps, really? It's a good idea to use them, but then who's going to sanitize the sanitizer pump handle? Huh? Huh?
Dip that in the blue water.
You see how it keeps going? And by the way, think about doing that and wiping your door handle and your steering wheel, too.
It's just like trying to get scotch tape off your fingers.
Ow, get away from it. Got to step on it.
And then shaking someone's hand.
Yeah. Use a paper towel in public bathroom handles.
I do. Okay? Yeah.
Since a bathroom door has so many germs, Well, see, and that's the thing. It needs to be a push. You know what I'm saying?
It does. But when it's not, a lot of times I've seen they've been putting the trash cans just inside the door. So you open up the handle and you drop the paper towel in.
That's a design problem, though. They need to go with the push thing.
Fine.
And how about that air blower deal that you stick your hands in? You think that works?
Yeah.
That's a Dyson guy.
Oh, I love that.
Because he needs more money.
A little air blade.
Yeah, he needs more money. Because that thing only costs like $1,000. Anyway, so do something like that. Wash your handbag if you have one of those. You take it everywhere. You put it down everywhere. It gets germy, so clean it and clean it often so that you don't have that stuff transmitted. Hello.
You teased us but never answered. What are the best questions to ask Siri?
Well, no, we're going to do it tomorrow when I can talk to Mr. Downs.
You have
to listen tomorrow. I'm sorry. Need to listen for two consecutive days to get that kind of reward.
Gotta have big day.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. For this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
It's about luck.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's about love.
I'll know.
And now it's about time for the classic musical the New York Times cheers defines Broadway Dazzle. It's about the hottest show you'll see all season. So get the winning ticket, Guys and Dolls.
Presented by MSC Opus February 7th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Allstate. Call 845-1234.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 3 minutes till. So this thing, at least this snowstorm, has not been the record breaker we thought. Howsomever, Discovery News says global climate change likely to make storms like this one, these nor'easters, much more commonplace, and it has nothing to do with the cold weather. You see, a warmer atmosphere holds more moisture. The cold air over North America of the continent ensures that the moisture falls as snow. That means more snow as long as temperatures in the Northeast remain cold. You know what happened is they ran out and said, quick, we need to continue our funding. Let's find a justification for record snowfalls that we can tie to global warming. What are nor'easters after all? Or northeasters, if you don't want to sound like a pirate.
Arr, that's it.
Well, they are what they sound like. Storms affecting the northeast coast of North America from Virginia to Canada. The storm's rotation causes the leading winds to blow from the northeast, hence the name,